Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
A social worker claimed she was fired by Santa Monica UCLA Medical Center after she refused to protect the image of a celebrity mother when she called in a report to the Department of Child and Family Services upon learning the mother breastfed her premature twins while drinking alcohol and taking medication. Mila Farrar is suing for wrongful termination, claiming the hospital feared her report would deter other celebrities from using their facilities. While the complaint doesn't name any names, it's widely reported that Mariah Carey is the one being referred to, as she gave birth at UCLA to twins last year and was investigated. Chris Brown is refuting reports that state his new tattoo on his neck is a picture of Rihanna. He showed off his new tat featuring a woman's face on the side of his neck. Many claim the image shows what widely resembles Rihanna's bone structure, arched eyebrows, and lips. Speaking of tattoos of Rihanna, she paid tribute to her late grandmother with a mammoth tattoo of an Egyptian goddess on her chest. Revealing the picture on Instagram, she wrote, "Grand Grand Dolly, always in and on my heart, one love." Rapper Nicki Minaj is dispelling reports that she supports Mitt Romney. She took to Twitter to set the record straight. "Ha, thank you for understanding my creative humor and sarcasm. The smart ones always do." She added, "I support President Obama." In related news, Nicki will release the debut of her fragrance, Pink Friday, being launched in partnership with Elizabeth Arden. The fragrance will land in department stores nationwide this month. The fragrance comes in a unique bottle with Nicki's facial features, pink lips, and pink hair. Bone Thugs and Harmony rapper Crazy Bone insists that he wasn't driving drunk when he was arrested over the summer, pleading not guilty to DUI. As previously reported, he was arrested after police pulled him over in LA during a routine traffic stop. He failed his field sobriety test. He's due back in court October 5th. Ludacris Disturbing the Peace and Island Def Jam has been hit with a lawsuit over the use of the name and logo for Playa Circle, a group that feature rapper 2 Chainz and Dolla Boy. According to the suit, Tory Cook is the owner of Playa Circle's trademark, which marketed the group under the same name as the label. Cook admits that he worked with the group, but he never gave the pair permission to use the name or trademark. He's suing for trademark infringement and attorney fees.